WTAW News Time. It's 8:05. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Blinn College Board of Trustees will hire a search firm to help recruit the next district president. Spokesman Richard Bray says the board will collect requests for proposals and possibly make a selection at next month's meeting.
The search firm will actually help us in determining our timeline and the sequence of events moving forward.
Almost a month ago, Harold Nolte announced he's retiring effective January 31st of next year. Two election season reminders from the BCS Chamber of Commerce. One is checking out tonight's candidates forum for local city council and school board races.
It's all about learning about our local candidates, so come on out. If you can't make it, listen to it live on the radio.
The Chambersboro Hagwood says tonight's program goes from 6 until 8 at the Bush Library. Hagwood also says the chamber has given its support for Proposition 1, the proposed state constitutional amendment increasing highway funding. What could we as consumers expect with possible changes in how the internet is regulated? That was one of the themes of a panel discussion Tuesday at the Bush Library, moderated by an FCC commissioner. From public utilities to private enterprise, a panel of six Texans fielded questions from FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai about how potential regulations would affect their customers. Austin's Data Foundry Chief Technology Officer Edward Hennigan says if providers can use their competitors' networks, less infrastructure will be needed and could save money. Joe Portman, president and founder of Alamo Broadband in Elmendorf, says customers suffer when entrepreneurs don't control all aspects of their service.
In a utopian world, it would be awesome if there was fiber into every home from the get-go and any entrepreneur could fire up a plant somewhere and begin providing access to it. I just don't see how it can happen.
Video of the entire two-hour forum can be seen at WTAW.com as well as Twitter comments made during the program. The commissioner's decision to hold the forum outside of Washington in general and specifically at the Bush Library was in part honoring George H.W. Bush.
President George H.W. Bush was, to me at least, a model of a public official, a pragmatic, professional, a courteous.
Pai says he also wanted opinions from Texans.
Texas, though, is a really unique market. The economy is very vibrant. It has a bunch of competition from the telecom and cable and satellite and other companies. And so I wanted to get the perspectives of everyday Texans.
Pai says he wants to preserve internet competition and give the private sector the incentive to invest in the networks of tomorrow. In Waco, a surprise twist at a murder retrial.
As the jury was deliberating, Ed Graff pleaded guilty to murdering his two stepsons in 1986, who died in a fire. He was originally convicted in 1988 of setting that fire, but was given a new trial after experts raised questions about the testimony of fire investigators. This plea agreement reportedly calls for a 60-year prison sentence, but since Graff has already served 28 years behind bars, he'll be eligible to apply for parole immediately. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 62 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Bryan is growing and diversifying in business, technology, retail, medical, and research. From West Bryan to East, from downtown to its industrial parks, Bryan is being recognized nationwide as a great place to live, learn, and work. Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I see Bryan, Texas as a city on the move. I will ensure Bryan continues on the unprecedented path to prosperity. I will continue to improve on the resurgence of business and quality of life in Bryan. Please vote for me, Kyle in Cardona, for Bryan City Council.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona campaign, Glenn Duhon, treasurer.
8:09, News Talk 810, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just do some weather. The weather's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some cloudiness will be drifting across the area the next few days as moisture has started to return to the state. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high somewhere between 80 and 85. Partly cloudy tonight, lows close to 60. Tomorrow, partial sun, highs up to 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy, 60 tomorrow night. During Friday, there'll be more sunshine. Highs Friday afternoon are going to be somewhere between 80 and 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jason Bieske joins us this morning. How you doing, Jason?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well. Thank you.
We'll talk a little later, folks. Just so you know, though, we have a new, you know, we've talked about for years, anytime China shows interest in anything, it does just tip the balance of everything. I mean, we've got pecan farmers who are now selling their pecans to China because they can make more money. And just about anything, whenever China embraces something, the marketplace moves toward that. Now, apparently, bull riding. Chinese cowboys. We'll have that for you later. Chinese bull riders. In the meantime, we'll talk to the mayor. First, I know you want to remind people that early voting's already started.
Early voting started Monday, and you also have the opportunity to early vote Saturday and Sunday this weekend and all of next week. So we've got some very important races, both locally and statewide, some very important propositions statewide, some charter amendment changes here locally, school bond referendum. So a lot of important races on the ballot. It's a long ballot, but yeah. Please exercise your right to vote. And if you do vote straight party ticket, wait a second or two because additional races will pop up for you to vote on in school board and school elections and local elections. So very important that we get out and vote.
And if you're voting early, one of the neat things if you do, because I did, I've already voted, is you go in and based on your precinct, they give you that little four-digit code, and you can go to any of the voting machines in any of those places, and it will pop up the proper ballot for you so that you have the races that you're able to vote. And years past, you'd have to go to a certain box to vote, and it was crowded on Monday where I went. I went to vote out in South College Station, and there were some folks there, so that's good.
Well, Scott, one big advantage of voting early is they remove you from the voters list after you voted, so you won't get any more harassing robocalls, mail pieces,
any of that stuff.
You know, so you can avoid the extra harassment for the next 2 weeks, because if you're the person that votes on Election Day, you'll have two full weeks of bombardment by all the candidates, local and statewide. So if there's one advantage of voting early, please do so.
I take issue. It's not being bombarded by mail pieces. That's an effective way.
Oh, it's a very effective way.
Anyway, let's talk first of all about y'all have just been through the CIP process. This is and this thing takes a long time, and the bigger the cities get, the bigger the numbers get, and more questions there. And I know that you'd like to probably talk about that process a little bit.
Well, Scott, we've got a couple of new council members, so it was good to have an educational forum and process to talk about how the projects are selected, what it entails, the public input in the projects, the engineers, the staff, the council members, and we try not to make it a political process where it's not I'm doing these projects because these are my friends or those are the areas that I want to focus more on. It's where the need is in each single member district. So they have a ranking process that they go through, and then they move forward. Of course, you've got, once a project is selected, you go through the engineering phases and the design processes and the bidding processes, and then finally you start construction. So sometimes it takes a few years to get something done. Sometimes projects are done in multiple phases if they're large, $10, $15 million infrastructure projects. So it was good to review those. I think our city manager said we had about 100 years worth of projects.
if nothing else was added, right?
So if you didn't think it needs to be done, it's on the list. Of course, priorities change, and some of the council members wanted to change some of those priorities. For example, there were some projects on the east side that probably will never happen because things that would have affected those projects never happened, so we pull those from the list, and other things move up. You have new growth areas, new development areas, and so emphasis change on streets and water and sewer extensions, and other areas of town are affected by the weather or age, and so you've got some improvements there. A majority of the money, I know time and time again we have council members that argue that single member districts 1 and 2 never get the money. About 70% of the CIP funds do go into single-member districts 1 and 2. I know there's been some outcry by single-member districts 3, 4, and 5 that they may not get their fair share. A lot of the infrastructure that's put into the west side and east sides of town and the developing, growing, newly developed parts of town are done by the developers. So those streets and those improvements are put in by the developers, not by the city. So a lot of these funds go into aging areas and infrastructure repairs. And so, you know, it's been an ongoing battle. I wish we had more money to put into projects. We're putting more money into infrastructure projects now than ever before. You know, and then there's some issues that arise when you've got some of the older streets in Bryan that are very narrow. They don't have curb and gutter. They don't have sidewalks. But you have to obtain land to widen those streets, to add the curb and gutters and the sidewalks. Well, you have property owners that we'd like sidewalks. We just don't want them on our side of the road.
Sure,
or we don't
right.
want to give you the land to expand and improve.
Well, can't
this.
That be taken by eminent domain?
It can. We have a majority of our city councils not very supportive of condemnation in those situations.
But there's safety concerns if you're talking a sidewalk.
If you're
it's
talking
not
a safety
thing.
Concern and you've got one holdout, then that's what typically happens. But, you know, my philosophy, if you've got neighborhoods that want sidewalks, then I would like to see the neighborhood support the measure to add the sidewalks. So we have a lot of, I won't name the streets, but there are a lot of neighborhoods that do not want sidewalks or they do not want curb and gutter because they don't want people driving faster on the streets. The larger the lanes, the faster they drive sometimes. Or if you have sidewalks, it may attract people from outside of the neighborhood. So, you know, there's people that argue for and against, you know, so that, you know, it's never a perfect solution, but we've got a lot of projects that need to be done, and again, we are putting a big emphasis into our aging, older parts of Bryan, and in some of the newer developing parts of West and East Bryan, we've got a lot of the developers as they expand and grow that are taking care of those areas.
Sure. Let's for a minute, I'd like for you to comment on the job that that Paul Casper and Jason Barfnick did, because they pretty much are leading the charge on making sure these are prioritized and council understands them.
Dr. Barfnick and Paul Casper are two outstanding employees that we have at the city of Bryan, and you know, they've done a great job for us, and they put on one heck of a presentation that day. I mean, Paul went through several hundred projects in the CIP and talked about you know, whether they were funded, whether they were not funded, you know, the emphasis and the priorities. And so it gave us a chance to take a look at those projects to see if we wanted to move some up the five-year CIP, move some down, eliminate some, because, again, we've got 100 years worth of projects. So there's a lot that can be done. But they do a great job identifying those projects that are needed and then doing some of them in-house. So, I mean, if there's an emergency need, we'll do some of those in-house. They're not on the CIP five-year plan.
The Union Pacific is going to meet with some local officials tomorrow. They're going to have a workshop because they're discussing closing Straub Road, which is down in South County. But one of the things that you had said was that Union Pacific had offered the city six digits for closing a downtown railroad crossing, and there was some conversation about that and whether or not there might be a quiet zone in downtown Bryan. I'd like to get your comments on those two.
Well, Scott, we've been talking about quiet zones since I've been on the council for 10 years. You know, of course, the price tag of a quiet zone was in the low, you know, $100,000 to $400,000 range, and now it's probably in the millions of dollars range, and so I don't see that that's feasible anymore for the price tag. But Union Pacific has emphasized, you know, they've asked the city to look at possibly closing certain intersections in the downtown area. There are a lot of crossings, railroad crossings in downtown Bryan. Of course, one of the major crossings that they had some concern with was the Grosbeck crossing. You've got to go over two tracks. If you're not watching it, you might be the car stuck between the two tracks while the trains are passing. And so it's something that is on our CIP process to look at some improvements. But there's also some additional crossings that are close by that UP would like us to use. And, of course, if we were to close that crossing or other crossings, it does make the track safer for them, so they're willing to, you know, to write you a check sometimes and help you out in other areas or in those districts. You know, to get a quiet zone, it's not only about closing railroad crossings, but to improving those crossings. You're talking, you know, again, probably $3-4 million when you're putting in additional arms and safety measures. So, because if you're going to ask Union Pacific not to blow on that horn when they're coming through those crossings, they're going to have additional safety measures in place, and they still have the right to blow that horn. So it's not a definite, you know, the trains have been a part of our community from day one. I don't have a problem with the trains that go through downtown. That is part of our culture. That is part of our heritage. Of course, once that rail yard is constructed in Mumford, Texas, we could see a vast increase amount of traffic through Bryan-College Station. So that, you know, could cause some concerns, or you might see trains on a constant basis. But at this point, nothing's been decided or looked at by the council. That was just informal meetings with Union Pacific when we were talking with them about rail access to some of our business parks. They are providing rail access to our new Texas Triangle Park on the northeast side of town. And so we were looking at rail capacity there. And so we always throw in the quiet zones. But every time we, you know, it's like anything. Well, the next time you ask me, it's going to be $5 million and maybe $6 million. So, you know, we've got people in downtown that would love to have the horn silence, and we have businesses and residents in the downtown area that that are used to it and accustomed to it and
yeah, but
frankly
if,
like it. So
if you're staying at the LaSalle, you're not used to it, so it might upset your sleep. I could see that. I want to go back to the propositions for just a minute. First, have you heard anything, so folks will understand, there is some question whether the proposition passes or not, if it'll pass muster in Austin. Have you had any feedback from the AG's office about what could happen with Prop 1?
Are you talking about Prop 1 on the transportation?
Right.
Okay. No, we haven't had any communications with the AG's office about that. Transportation is an essential part of economic development and our quality of life here in Texas, and we are growing at rapid speed. So y'all talked a little earlier about Texas being, and since 1999, the popular place for people to move to and open a business and expand their businesses. You know, traffic and congestion in transportation, it should be next to water. It's probably one of those top concerns that our state representative state senators need to address. No one wants to go up on the gasoline tax or any other additional registration taxes. So this might be a way to use the rainy day funds to help with some much-needed infrastructure projects. Otherwise, we can see in the future where TxDOT was talking about potentially just turning over some of the maintenance of these state highways to the local officials. Well, eventually that'll, you know, if you don't have transportation fees or in place, then taxes could go up to help maintain them. So it's going to come from somewhere. Luckily, we've got a surplus, and, you know, that's a great place to start. But I haven't heard about the legalities or talked with Senator Shortner or Representative Rainey about if it passes, you know, if there would be some concerns or issues there. Right.
Well, because the city has a couple of state highways that run through it. I mean,
we've got a lot of state highways.
Have they asked you if you will take over some, and have you responded in that?
We received a letter, probably in the last year from TxDOT, if we would I'm going to say this with a straight face, Scott, here, in case Catherine Hale from TxDOT or someone's listening here, but they asked if we would voluntarily take over the maintenance of those state highways.
Mm-hmm. Well, but are there, I mean, it could be a mixed bag. There could be some that you'd like and some that you wouldn't. I mean, it's not an all or nothing proposition. Is that correct?
Well, you know, there's always give and take in negotiations, but, you know, we just talked about our CIP process. We've got a lot of roads within the city limits of Bryan that need attention and need improvements. So to add to that plate would be an additional burden on the city of Bryan, unless there's going to be some resources sent back from the state, or we get to keep more of the dollars here in our community to help maintain those state highways. So, you know, it's basically, well, College Station, we've got some streets over here close to the border here. We're going to go ahead and let you take over the maintenance of those, and we're going to back off of those, and we're good. So it's, you know, it may be mandated in the near future where we have no choice, and we'll have to deal with that and address that at that time. But some cities have more state highways running through them than others. Our community has a fair share of state highways. I don't think the community realizes how many state highways we have running through Bryan and College Station. You know, I get the calls all the time about the lights or the, you know, it was University Drive was, you know, the construction process, it took forever, and those were tech stop projects. Right. But and they do the best they can with the resources that they have, and we've got a great relationship with Catherine Hale and our local tech stop regional office here, and so they're doing their job. They do a good job with the resources that they have, but we've got a new TxDOT commissioner that has ties to Bryan Collocation and Texas A&M University. So, we'll see what becomes of some of those issues, but it is a concern, and it's only going to be a bigger concern a year or two, 3 years from now. We've also got a high-speed rail meetings that are taking place in Brazos County, and they're talking about connection from Houston to Dallas, and so there may be additional transportation models and ideas that we need to explore in addition to the highway system that we have currently.
Sure. How many people know that you're driving on 1179 every day, right? That's just one indication. Anything else you've got for us today?
No, Scott, reminding everyone again to please get out and vote. The weather couldn't be any better. So you've got four or five locations around Bryan College Station. So whether you're on campus or South College Station or North Bryan, there are plenty of locations to vote. And then, of course, Election Day is November 4th.
Sure. All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, that's Jason Bieske, Mayor Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota.
Welcome to the Aggie Report. Again today, our head coach, Kevin Sumlin, featured here on the show. After the 59-0 loss to Alabama last weekend, immediately after the game, Coach Sumlin gave credit where credit was due, and that was to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Coach Kevin Sumlin.
Oh, I thought Alabama played very, very well today. And Alabama plays, you know, they were physical, particularly in the first half. You know, the things that we came in the game knowing that we had to do, we could get done. Defending, stopping the run. And not giving up big plays over the top, and then we couldn't move the ball offensively, and really didn't generate too much until the end from a special team standpoint. So all three phases, you know, were superior.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies have off this weekend. They won't play again until November 1st at Kyle Field when they host Louisiana Monroe. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Inflation remains in check. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a modest uptick in retail-level inflation last month. The consumer price index rose by 0.1% in September. The core CPI, which excludes volatile energy and food costs, also shows a 0.1% increase. The September CPI is used to calculate next year's cost of living increase for Social Security recipients. It's estimated the increase will be 1.7% for 2015. There was a big jump last week in the total number of requests for mortgage money as many homeowners rushed to take advantage of lower interest rates. Bankers' data show application volume rose more than 11.5%. Refinancing applications accounted for all of the increase. Boeing posted an 18% increase in its quarterly profit and raised its earnings outlook. Yahoo's third-quarter profit also topped Wall Street forecasts. Stock market futures are slightly lower after yesterday's rally. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Think you can't afford it?
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Today, what part of the country is most likely to watch porn? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. The answer coming up. You know a home security system is top of the line when police are using it to catch a crime ring that spanned two states. That security system, SimpliSafe, the only system I trust to protect you. What makes SimpliSafe smarter home security? Number one, it's wireless. No drilling, no phone lines, wireless. Number two, no contracts. Every year, millions of Americans get locked into long-term contracts for home security. They're unreasonably expensive. They leave you without any control or say. SimpliSafe has no contracts. You never have to worry about getting locked in. You're in control. This is home security you can actually count on to keep your home safe. SimpliSafe was built by a Harvard-educated engineer, and it was created using the latest wireless technology. SimpliSafe is just $15 a month. I promise it's worth every penny to know your family is safe. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now, and you save an extra 10%. SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com. The naked truth is out. Researchers studied 2 years' worth of commonly used search phrases typed into Google. They then sorted the results by states. The results revealed a startling fact. Compared to other states, people who live in the region known as the Bible Belt, or the southeastern and south central states, are more likely to watch porn. The study then distinguished between states that are identified as politically conservative and religiously conservative. Well, another bare fact. Those states identified as religiously conservative are more likely to type in sex-specific terms into Google, such as free porn and XXX. Think this is a raw study? A separate one revealed that about a third of all homemade porn is filmed, guess where? In the Bible Belt. Perhaps it's simply a case of the forbidden fruit is always sweeter. Read the study, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Will King here from the Bush Library to catch up on and museum and catch up on things that are going on out there. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
We have a busy week, and actually there's a lot of stuff kind of going on between now and the end of the month.
We do have a busy week. You know, the fall semester is always busy, but it seems like we're getting slammed, especially this week. You know, we're kicking it off on Wednesday. We're hosting the Chamber of Commerce's local candidate forum. This is something where any of the local races, be it city council or school board or anything like that, if it's a contested race, then those candidates are invited to come to the local candidate forum and answer some questions, both from the moderator and from the audience.
Yeah, we like the format out there. It's really been a good situation, at least from our standpoint, from a broadcast standpoint. So we hope folks will come out. We like that to happen, but also listen, and it'll be streamed on the internet as well.
That's right. So Wednesday, 6 o'clock, there'll be a reception following also if you're okay. Out there in person.
Okay. All right, and then after that?
After that, you can come out the following night on Thursday at 7 o'clock. We have an issues forum. It's with Charlie Williams for the Center for Offshore Safety, and he's going to be talking about offshore safety. So there's a lot more that goes on offshore besides just doing the work itself, which is, you know, itself inherently dangerous. But then they also have to contend with, you know, a medical emergency, or what if you have a hurricane bearing down on you? So So he's going to talk about some of these challenging situations they have to face every day.
You know, it's interesting. We just pump gas in our car and we think that's all there is to it, or we can stand on a coastline and we see the rigs, or we see video of all that. But, the entire situation, the structure that they have to protect, and they have to protect the people who work there. So I'm sure it's quite a big deal. Now, okay, so that's the next night. And then what else we have coming up?
Then on Sunday, if you come out from 3 till 6, we're having our free annual event. It's the Night at the Museum Halloween event.
Ah.
Yes. And so wear your costumes. We'll have a costume contest, trick-or-treating throughout the museum. It's generally for ages up to 12 for kids, as far as the costume contest and everything. We do have some group and family and things like that. Thanks to Axon Toyota, of course, UPA, and our friends here at Bryan Broadcasting.
As always, we're glad to be a part of it. And we still have one more before the month is over.
One more. Let's finish it out on the 29th. The George Bush Foundation is actually hosting a showing of the movie 41 on 41. This showed a little earlier this year on CNN. Mm-hmm. And if you missed it, I mean, it is, in some places it's a tearjerker. I mean, it's a really intimate look at what's going on with President Bush throughout his life from 41 people who knew him well. We're going to have the free showing at 6 o'clock at Rudder. It is a ticketed event, though, so you'll need to go through the MSC box office. And then I'm not sure if they're doing it following or before, but there will be a panel discussion about it. Mary-Kate Carey, who is one of the producers of the film, will be there. We'll also have John McGaugh, who is a Secret Service agent for President Bush, and Pierce Bush, who is President Bush's grandson.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the neat things about having the museum here, that these kind of things happen here, this kind of an event. Again, a ticketed event. Now, how do they get tickets?
Just through the MSC box office.
Okay. All right. Can do that. All right. If they want some more information on all this stuff, what
more information. So you can come to our website, bushlibrary.tamu.edu. And, of course, find us on Facebook and Twitter, Bush41 Library.
All right. There you go. Will King, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A search firm will assist the Blinn College Board of Trustees to find its third district president in 6 years.
We've been here for 131 years, and this is only the 15th district president that we've had. So we usually grab onto a district president and keep them for the long haul. And knowing how important this decision is, we do want to make a decision as quickly as possible, but it's a lot more important for us that we make the right decision and take our time.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says the board could make its selection as early as next month's meeting. Last month, Harold Nolte announced he's stepping down January 31st of next year. Trustees have not announced interim leadership after Dr. Nolte retires. Internet gripes from too slow to too expensive are common as American broadband providers work to roll out the next generation of fiber lines. FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai moderated a forum Tuesday at the Bush School to get public input on what role the FCC should play in regulating the future of the Internet. Chelsea McCullough, Executive Director of Texans for Economic Progress, says limited regulation supports competition and innovation, not the other way around. She points to Austin as an example.
The city of Austin gave permission to Uber and to Lyft to operate in the city of Austin. This is a very, very big deal. And in that instance, it's not about putting regulation in place or debating future regulation. It's unpacking regulation that was already in place. And that's a big deal for Austin consumers, and everyone's really excited about it. Well, the entrenched cab companies aren't too excited about it.
Stuart Youngblood of the Dallas Entrepreneur Center says if Title II is not used to regulate the industry, then the cable companies will be the ones deciding what speeds their customers get.
It's not a question of if the government is getting in it. It's do you let innovation occur at its own speed, or are you going to let cable companies essentially decide who gets access to what speed and how fast can you innovate? That's the real issue.
Title II refers to the Common Carrier section of the Communications Act of 1934. The act has been amended multiple times in the past 8 decades, but it hasn't referenced the Internet since 1996. The commissioner's intent for the forum was to get a Texas view of how the Internet should be regulated in the future. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Ajit Pai says he wants to preserve the competition in the private sector and give it the incentives to grow future opportunities. Pai says in Europe, where there are more regulations compared to the United States, there's less investment.
In the U.S., for example, a per capita household investment in broadband is $562. In Europe, it's only $232. And that's a result of the fact that the broadband network operators in Europe have a lot more heavy-handed regulations they have to comply with.
Pai chose the Bush Library to host his first net neutrality panel discussion outside of Washington, in part because President George H.W. Bush was a model of a public official. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has endorsed the proposed statewide constitutional amendment to increase highway funding.
When you're looking at your ballot to support Prop 1, you need to find it. If it's a straight party ticket, you still got to go to another spot and vote for, not exactly yes, but for Proposition 1. So we urge you to get out and vote.
The Chambersburg Hagwood also reminds voters to check out tonight's Candidates Forum for local school board and city council races from 6 until 8 at the Bush Library. You can also listen to the program on WTAW and online at WTAW.com. The former campaign manager for Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says he'll enter a guilty plea after federal officials charged him with embezzling nearly $1.8 million from the campaign. According to the Austin American-Statesman, Kenneth Barfield says he spent the money on various personal expenses. Governor Rick Perry's first court appearance to face abuse of power charges has been pushed back to after the November election. Perry's lead defense attorney, Tony Busby, says the pretrial hearing, originally set for last week, then moved to Halloween because he was in Europe that week, is now scheduled for November 7th. In August, a grand jury in Austin indicted Perry on charges that he abused his official capacity and coerced the Travis County District Attorney following her drunk driving arrest for pulling state funding after she refused to resign. Governor Perry's staffers come to the defense of the controversial Texas Enterprise Fund. An audit of the fund showed Perry's office awarded hundreds of millions of dollars to private companies without proper documentation. Perry's deputy chief of staff, McGregor Stevenson, told state lawmakers they're willing to accept 31 of the 30 of the auditor's 37 recommendations.
The remainder are those that we felt like there were still some questions about how the implementation of the audit recommendation would affect the ultimate decision-making process.
Stevenson says doing without the fund will put Texas at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting businesses. WTAW News Time is 8:42. It's 65 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can find it anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup! Yep, right there!
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax, for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
8:44, let's go back into the newsroom.
Yes, we just got a press release from the Bryan Police. They were in the 2900 block of Louisiana this morning for a disturbance around 3:45. I don't have the specific location. We'll try to pull up a map and get a rough estimate of where that is. The disturbance was escalated and a firearm was discharged. DeTorian Peterson, age 22, of Bryan, was shot and killed during the disturbance. Three black males fled the residence after the shooting and are still at large. The information leads investigators to believe this was an isolated incident. The cause of the disturbance is unclear at this time. We'll get more information on our website and on the air.
Yeah, that's off Old Hearn Road out by off Old Hearn Road near Wicks Road off 190. So that'll north of town. Okay.
So thank you,
folks. General area for you. All right, let's have a look at the weather. The weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Some cloudiness will be drifting across the area the next few days as moisture has started to return to the state. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high somewhere between 80 and 85. Partly cloudy tonight, lows close to 60. Tomorrow, partial sun, highs up to 80 to 85. Clear to partly cloudy, 60 tomorrow night. During Friday, there'll be more sunshine. Highs Friday afternoon are going to be somewhere between 80 and 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Quarter till. I don't know if I ever thought I would say this, but professional bull riding's great Chinese hope. Yeah? Bull riders in China.
That's
different.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not there yet, but it's all being led by a guy named James Wang. He's a wealthy Chinese former ostrich importer. Well, somebody's got to do it.
He's an ostrich wrangler.
Yep. Who fell in love with rodeos while he lived here in Texas for 10 years. He signed a deal with Professional Bull Riders Incorporated, the Colorado company that's turned bull riding into a big-time sport here in U.S. America. They plan a three-city tour in China this year. It is supposed to be the first PBR-promoted set of events in the country. Mr. Wang bought 90 bulls for $2 million. Price also covered shipping them by air. Boy, you want to be cleaning that 747 out? By air from Australia. He paid former Australian bull rider Dean Pace to accompany them. During the bull's 57 days of quarantine in an Inner Mongolian shed, Mr. Pace, that bull riding dude, spent his nights in the sleeping bag in the shed, lost 40 pounds because he couldn't stand Chinese food. He said, chicken heads and chicken feet? Come on, mate. The Chinese Professional Bull Riding Association, the CPBR. Hey. As Mr. Wang's venture was named, hired an announcer to figure out Chinese equivalents to bull riding expressions to rip up the crowd. For instance, a rank bull, meaning one that's especially tough to ride, became a yi bull. Yi is the word in Chinese for wild and crazy. Most important to attract crowds, though, was creating a homegrown cowboy. They basically needed a bull riding equivalent to Yao Ming, and they've got him one.
Wow.
Yeah, his name is, Harrion. His name is, that's his last name is Harrion. I'll have to pull up the rest of it. He's 25 years old, has worked as a horse rider in shows, and can ride a galloping horse while he is upside down holding onto the saddle from the side of the horse, and he tames wild camels in his spare time. So there you go.
Well.
They've got themselves a professional bull riding organization in China. Look, again, there's a billion of them.
So instead of yee-haw, would it be yee-yee?
I don't know what that's going to mean now. Yeah, because yee means something different over here.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, well, of course, most everything over here, they've got a different word than they do for it. I'm just saying that's it's a little weird. And we'll see what happens.
And what do they serve at a rodeo? Well, I mean, you've got standard fair food at most rodeos around here.
Yeah.
Chicken feet and chicken heads.
Well, funnel cakes? What do you think?
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning The finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Hi there. I see you're looking at the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the Tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that. And,
well, the new Tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. Very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing. Now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 24 months with $24.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 11-3-14.
10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, another day, another possible credit card breach. It's Staples. They're not here, so only if you order online.
Oopsie.
Yeah, company says it's investigating a possible breach that they've contacted law enforcement, alerted by a security website that noted that several banks had identified a pattern of payments for fraud in the northeastern United States, suggesting that Staples has been the latest to succumb to the data breach.
Oh, no.
Looking for an idea how to carve up a pumpkin. How many pumpkins are you doing this year, Kevin?
Couple.
Okay. You going to take pictures and share?
I will if you won't.
Better Homes and Gardens out with a photo gallery of 14 cool pumpkin carving ideas, including cocktail-inspired pumpkins. Of course, that's exactly what you want your child to do, is think about a martini pumpkin.
Why not?
Do a pumpkin bonfire. They've also got a little Batty Belfry. The company that makes those plush toy microbes is out of stock of those adorable Ebola toys.
Oh.
Yep. Giant Microbes has sold out all three of its Ebola offerings, including the original plush toy for $10, as well as the ginormous Ebola virus at $30 and the Ebola Petri dish for $15. You know what they're saying? We didn't charge enough.
Yeah.
Company reports the toys are uniquely contagious. Consumers reports other...
I do have my bowler, by the way.
Yeah, Mr. Downs.
Santa Claus
Ebola laugh today.
Santa Claus?
Yeah. Consumerist says that other engagingly icky offerings include cute Black Death and Listeria plushies. They're still available, apparently.
Imagine that.
Hi, honey. How about a Listeria plushie? Just what you've been looking for. Despite reports of a boom for online shopping, Geometry Global's Connected Shopper Survey of about 10,000 shoppers in 12 countries finds that 65% of consumers continue to rely on physical stores to get information about their online purchases. Seeing the product in real life is a primary reason for the store visits, say 88%. Checking prices is the second reason. So in other words, from now on in the future, when you go in and the clerk comes up to you and says, "May I help you?" and you say you're just looking, they say, "That'll be $10, please." Right? Charged to tour the store? What do you think?
No.
Okay. $34 billion going to be spent on electronics this holiday season.
Wow. Hey, speaking of electronics.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
But since I missed music yesterday, can you name?
We played music.
He missed it.
I was sick. I was at home.
I told you you can. It's archived on our website. All right.
Can I do this or not?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. A. Can you name the tune? B. Can you tell me how it's played?
I thought it was "Yes, Jesus Loves Me," but it's not. Is it?
No, it's the Star-Spangled Banner.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah,
and it's being
BB
played.
Gun?
Metal plates and a .22.
Oh, wow.
A guy shooting at a target.
Hey, that's pretty close. He said a BB gun. That's good. Anyway.
I just thought it was cool.
Wow.
Hey, you're not the only guy that can be random, you know.
How many? Has he got a clip for a .22?
Yeah, it's a 30-round clip.
Okay.
Standard .22 banana clip.
Okay. All right. Wow.
standard.
Yeah, I was going to say, as opposed to the non-standard banana clip. Because I'd never see those. You know, in the Rambo movies, he never used a 22. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
No. Was, no. Yeah. Always much bigger firepower.
For whatever reason, we've had an increase in reports of bugs and things living in people's bodies. Recently, we had the story about the backpacker who discovered a 3-inch leech living in their nose. Remember that? We didn't do the story, but it was there. Then there's the Australian who woke up with a bizarre red trail going from his navel to his chest. A tropical spider had burrowed into his body next to a recent appendix scar. Now the internet is creeping out with videos of apparently a man who had a moth and a tick stuck in his ear at the same time. Stay
home.
That
would make you nuts.
Just stay home. Is there any reason that you need to be out if that's what's going to happen to you? I mean, you know, there's bad stuff out there.
Way to create shut-ins, Scott.
Yeah, really?
Come on, yeah. Now, come on. Let's hit the road.
RV Station is blowing out all their campers.
It's the 2014 inventory reduction sale at RV Station in Bryan.
Come on!
Save $10, $20, even $50,000 on the best brands in the country. The 2014s have to go to make room for the 15s. This Magnorma sale absolutely ends October 31st. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA on the web. RVStationOnline.com. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley's care is tailored to the patient's wish to live as independently and comfortably as possible. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Time to kick off another exciting season. Hi, I'm Tim Light, and with me is Bubba Dixon. One thing is certain, we have an impressive front line at Tom Light Chevrolet.
That's right, Tim. Half-ton, three-quarter-ton, and one-ton Chevy Silverados. The longest-lasting trucks. The experts say nobody can beat our team or our prices.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we make buying a new car or truck easy and affordable.
It's so easy. Just shop, click, drive. You'll do all your shopping online. We'll even deliver your new Chevy to your home or office. It's really that easy.
Let me tell you, it doesn't get any better, and with the largest selection in the Brazos Valley, you're sure to find what you're looking for.
Go to TomLight.com, compare our prizes, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
The clock's running out, so I'm going to call an audible. Here's our play. We'll keep prices low, give more for trades, and offer the best coverage in town with the TLC plan.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley's care is tailored to the patient's wish to live as independently and comfortably as possible. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, a Washington State high school teacher has been warned not to have students spin a disciplinary wheel of misfortune to assign punishments for misbehavior. Included being pelted with rubber balls by fellow students. The Stevenson High School science teacher used the wheel to punish low-level misconduct instead of sending the students to lunchtime detention.
Love it.
I kind of like
love
that,
it.
Too.
Favor of absolutely it. Love it.
What is wrong with that? Okay, remember Manuel Noriega?
Uh-huh.
He's suing
the video game company, really, Activision Blizzard, over a fake portrayal of him in their video game, Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Yep.
Former dictator found out that his fake self was in there when his grandkids asked him why the fake him was a villain in the video game. He had no idea. They visited him in prison. He's 80 years old. serving time in Panama for being convicted, of course, of drug trafficking and all sorts of others. Oh, and killing a few people, too. To make the story even better, they hired none other than Rudy Giuliani to defend him in Los Angeles County Superior Court, which he did with gusto. Giuliani called the right of publicity lawsuit an abomination that threatens to stifle creative expression in historic fiction movies. He said he himself ended up being a celebrity because of 9/11. That's what we've got in our judicial system.
High today
in probably the next 6 days, probably be in the 80s. Low will be around 60. Don't forget the candidates forum tonight starting at 6 o'clock at the Bush Library. WTAW College Station, Brian.